Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your relatives, and your father's house, and go to a land that I will show you. And I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and he who curses you I will curse. Through you all the families of the earth will be blessed." So Abram left as God had directed him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he left Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, his nephew Lot, and all their possessions that they had accumulated, and the people that they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. Then they came to the land of Canaan. Abram traveled through the land to the site of Shechem, by the oak of Moreh. Now the Canaanites were in the land at the time. And the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." There he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved on to the hill country to the east of Bethel, where he pitched his tent with Bethel to the west and Ai to the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram continued journeying south by stages towards the Negev. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down into Egypt to stay there, since the famine was severe in the land. As he was about to enter Egypt, he said to Sarai, his wife, "Look, I know that you are a beautiful woman. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife.' Then they will kill me, but let you live. So please say you are my sister, that it may be well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared because of you." So it happened that when Abram entered Egypt, the Egyptians saw the woman was very beautiful. When Pharaoh's officials saw her, they recommended her to Pharaoh, and she was taken into Pharaoh's house. So he treated Abram well for her sake, and he had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, and male and female servants, female donkeys, and camels. But the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. So Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister,' so that I took her for my wife? Now therefore, here is your wife. Take her and get out of here." Then Pharaoh ordered his men concerning him, and they escorted him, his wife, and all that he had away.